Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiedag luisteraars en welkom by die geselsprogram Die Kopskuif. Hierdie program stel ten doel om sosiaal-maatskaplike probleme effektief deur gesamentlike, ons kan ook sê kollektiewe optredes tussen verskillende regeringsvlakke en nie-regeringsorganisasies aan te spreek deur bewusmaking veral op die radio. Hier op die Kopskuif praat ons saam en dink ons saam oor relevante onderwerpe en spesifiek ons skoolgemeenskappe. Saam met julle almal luisteraars kan ons 'n baie groot verskil maak in ons almal se geliefde land Suid-Afrika. Nou met hierdie program reflekteer ons deur gesprekvoering op onderwys, opleiding en meer spesifiek ons skoolgemeenskappe. Dit is dus jou platform waar mense gehoor gaan word, so ook hulle wenke, tegnieke, vaardighede en suksesstories kan deel met ander. Met 'n fokus op kreatiewe strategieë, die huidige knelpunte in die onderwys spesifiek en ook ons skoolgemeenskappe, ook om die skoolgemeenskappe te ondersteun, hulle te bemoedig en help om slimmer, wyser en gesonder aksies daar te stel vir hulle eie welstand en vooruitgang. Nou hierdie opwindende opvoedkundige interaktiewe geselsprogram se doel is ook om aanvaarbare gedrag, optredes en verstaane van mekaar se kulture, gelowe, lewenswyses, seksualiteite onder andere aan te spreek. So laat ons die kop skuif maak, luisteraars. Bly dus ingeskakel hier op 729 AM. Dit is nou Radio Kaapse Kansel, want na die breek gaan ons die gesprek voortsit wat ons verlede week mee begin het: wees 'n batebouer en 'n batebouer gemeenskap. Nou vandag fokus ons spesifiek op hoe ons as batebouers eksterne ontwikkelingsbates in ons kinders en in ons jeug kan neerlê. Hoe ons daardie ontwikkelingsbates kan vestig in ons kinders en ons jeug. So bly ingeskakel luisteraars, na die breek kuier ons verder.
Good day. My name is Princess Lukele. I am based in Cape Town. I am the founder of an NGO called Hands of Love, and I am a new author. My new book is called Maneuvering Teenage Life. I started the NGO Hands of Love in 2012 with a mission to help a girl child. I had found that as a girl myself growing up in a township, there were no places, there were no workshops or organizations that were focused on assisting a girl child. And having struggled myself as a child or as a girl child, I realized that I need to find a place or start an organization that can support the girl child. So what we do within the program or within the organization is that we collaborate with schools and have programs for the whole year where every girl child can be assisted. Through our programs, what we ensure is that we give the girl education, we give them tools that they need, tools that a teacher or a mother is not able to give this child, this girl children, because parents are parents, as we all know. You know, the certain topics that we avoid, or the certain topics that when even when you speak to them with your kid, it doesn't drive the message properly because you don't speak to them at their level. So what we do within the organization is that when we have these workshops is that we speak to these kids at the level that they need to be spoken to. We don't speak to them like teachers. And what we found is that the girls that are enrolled in our organization have changed. You know, they have, their lives have had a 360-degree turn. They are no longer engaging in activities that they shouldn't be. Knowing that these kids are growing in townships where there's alcohol all around them, there's drugs all around them, there's sugar daddies all around them. So it's very easy for them to be hooked onto wrong activities. So the girls that have enrolled with us have made so much changes. They are focused in schools. The teachers can attest that their kids are now passing. Moreover, they're behaving better than what they were before. So the organization also ensures that the girls are exposed to the right activities, the right information. For instance, some of these girls don't know what a hotel looks like. They don't know Table Mountains as close as it is here. So what we ensure, what we try and do is expose them to activities that are childlike, activities that would open their minds so that they see that there's a world beyond what they see in the townships, you know, so that when sugar daddy comes and tries to lure them using, you know, these fancy things, they can say, well, look, I know these things, you know. So we also expose them to companies. So we connect each girl based on their career. We have a career day where they go and sit with the person that is doing that particular career within an organization, you know, so they can check if this is really what I want. What we found with this is that some of them have even decided that, you know what, maybe I really don't want to be a doctor because I'm scared of blood, you know. So things like that are very critical for them to say, look, what you want to do is not out of your reach. It is doable, but we have to put them in the right environment, and we do that through the organization. So Hands of Love has successfully impacted a lot of girls all around Cape Town, all around Cape Town townships, to say, yes, we know you're struggling. Yes, we know you're going through this phase that is that is very sensitive. But also you can still make better choices with your life now, because usually the wrong decisions are made at that age and then it impacts them for their entire lives. So that's what the Hands of Love NGO does. And then through this experience of working with the NGO and having experienced all these things that these girls go through, I figured that, you know, it doesn't help for them to repeat the same things. So that's where the book was birthed. So I used the experience, the research, to put together this manual, to put together this book that every teenager can take and read and be able to make better decisions with their lives. They don't have to repeat the same mistakes, you know. Not only is the good book for teenagers, but it's also for parents to understand what their teenagers are going through, so that they can also have the right language, have the right information to tackle the issues that their teenagers are going through. Because it's the challenges are common. The challenges are the same, you know, throughout, whether it's a boy or a girl, you know, it's either pregnancy, it's sex, it's drugs, it's wrong friends, you know, and a whole lot of other topics that we cover there. So the beauty about the book is that it's not only for the children, it's also for the parent to be able to pick it up and say, my child, let's go through this chapter. You know, there's certain topics that parents shy away from. Whereas if you're reading a chapter together, it's easy to dissect than when you start the topic raw and uncomfortable sometimes, you know. So yeah, that's what the book is about. And the beauty of the book is that it's also very dissectable. So it's got little short chapters, you know. So for instance, some of the chapters that we cover there is business. We don't talk enough about teenagers, or we don't talk enough to teenagers about starting businesses early. You know, it also has suggestions of what businesses they can start. It speaks of working. We can't wait for them to start working when they finish school. They must start working even at a young age. You know, from grade 10, a child is able to start working, and it teaches them a good work ethic so that when they start working in their lives, they have good work ethic. The employer is not worried about you showing up today, you not showing up, you know, and showing up in time. You know, it speaks about generational worth. What is generational worth? What is saving? You know, what are bonds? You know, those type of things. So it is important that we give the teenagers and arm them with this information right now, so that it is easy for them later. We want to ensure that we are growing and grooming teenagers that would positively feed or give back into the community, or rather into the economy, than them taking money from the economy. And we can do that if we give them the right information. So the idea of the book, or rather the mission with the book, is to ensure that every teenager that picks up this copy is able to read, learn, and wisen up and go make their lives better. You know, so I'm excited about the book, and I'm hoping that every parent and every teenager would have an opportunity to read it. I can assure you that it will change your life. We have managed to change a lot of people's lives through the organization, but we are not everywhere. There's still Eastern Cape, there is Mpumalanga, there is KZN, that where the organization is not at. But through this book, then we're able to reach all teenagers and rich parents, and ensure that someone's life is changed and that they're able to make better decisions with their lives. Thank you so much. My name is Princess Lukele. I am the founder of Hands of Love NGO, and I am the new author of the new book called Maneuvering Teenage Life, A Transition from Childhood into Adulthood. I thank you very much. Good day, good day. My name is Princess Lukele. I am the new author of the book called Maneuvering Teenage Life. The book I wrote last year. It took me about 6 months. Super excited that it is finally finished, and that it is ready to hit the shelves, and that all teenagers, all parents will be able to have the information that is so much needed. We know in South Africa we're struggling with our teenagers making wrong decisions with their lives. So I'm excited that this book is going to help them make better decisions. So what better way to start a new year? So we have a launch that is coming up for the book in January, the second week of January. So I'm excited about the launch, where parents will be joining, as well as teachers, principals, and a lot of the teenagers that will be there that so much need this book. So yeah, I'm excited about the book. The venue will be shared very soon. It's going to be in Cape Town. We want to make sure that the venue is accessible so that all teenagers coming from all the schools around Cape Town, around the townships, will be able to access this, the venue where the launch will be. Maybe you ask yourself, what is the book really about? The book is about experiences and research that I've done over the years, having worked through my NGO called Hands of Love, where I work with teenagers, where we take teenagers and put them under our wing and ensure that we protect them. We also arm them with the right information. We also give them the activities that teenagers need to make better decisions with their lives. You know, we all know that the rate of pregnancy, the rate of drug abuse in South Africa, that a lot of our boys are in juveniles, a lot of our boys are in jail because of the decisions that they're making. You know, growing up in township is challenging because of what they're exposed to, but it doesn't mean that they cannot make better decisions with their lives, you know. So, I mean, I come from a township myself, but I have a master's degree today. I have I have a couple of certificates. I am a life coach. I am a businesswoman. You know, like I've done a lot with my life that also other teenagers that come from townships or disadvantaged communities can also make better decisions with their life. So the book is really about what do you need to do to make sure that you succeed. 1 + 1 = 2. There's a formula to everything. There's also a formula to succeeding in life, and that's what this book is about. So I'm excited about the upcoming launch, which is going to be in January of 2022. So I'm inviting stakeholders, social workers, Department of Education stakeholders that can come and get to understand more about this book, so that this book can actually even go to schools where it can help a lot of children that are in schools. I believe that this book actually needs to be in the curriculum because this book speaks about the things that happen outside of the schools, and some of them even happen in school, you know, so that they can succeed, because it doesn't help if we're going to give the kids education only, but if the education is landing on the wrong soil, you know, so it doesn't help at all. So we want to make sure that we make sure that the soil is properly groomed, so that when the seed is planted, then it grows to be a beautiful flower or a beautiful plant. So yeah, we're excited about the upcoming launch, and we're inviting really anyone that can come and get to understand what the book is about. Yeah, thank you so much.
Welkom terug luisteraars op die kopskuif met my Malwena Meisen Engelbrecht. Ons het geluister na Prinses waar sy met ons gedeel het haar nie-regeringsorganisasie Hands of Love, wat hulle voorstaan en waarom hulle dit doen, en sy het ook met ons gedeel haar nuwe boek wat sy nou binnekort gaan vrystel. Nou luisteraars, ons het oor 'n paar weke het ons gesels oor batebouers. En ons het die vraag gevra, is u 'n batebouer? Nou, Prinses Lokele is definitief 'n batebouer. Want batebouers is mense wat fokus primêr op hoop, vreugde en die oplossing van probleme. Batebouers is ook mense wat glo dat elke persoon en elke gemeenskap in Suid-Afrika of wêreldwyd die potensiaal het om die lewens van ons kinders en ons jong mense positief te kan beïnvloed. En dit is ook duidelik te bespeer uit haar kommunikasie nou tydens ons onderhoud. Ek wil net weer daarna verwys dat luisteraars, as batebouers en as batebouer gemeenskap, moet die fokus wees op hoop en heel word en nie op die identifisering van die probleme nie. Daarom kan ons nie stil gaan staan by hoe sleg dit met ons land, hoe sleg dit in ons gemeenskappe en hoe sleg dit met ons kinders en ons jong mense in Suid-Afrika gaan nie. Ons weet dat ons kinders en ons jong mense is seergemaak en gekwes, veral in die omgewings waarin hulle lewe, omdat baie van die omgewings is toksies vir hulle ontwikkeling. En dit is waarom ons se rol as batebouers so belangrik is, soos ons ook nou sien wat Prinses Lokele ook doen deur haar nie-regeringsorganisasie Hands of Love, en ook spesifiek die boek wat sy nou daar gestel het vir ons kinders. En ek wil na 'n paar beginsels, 8 beginsels, wil ek graag na verwys, wat ons as batebouers moet initieer. En dit is, betrek mense uit die hele gemeenskap by dit waarmee jy besig is. As batebouers, dit is belangrik dat ons alle rolspelers betrek wanneer jy met initiatiewe besig is om bates te bou. En hier verwys ek ook nou spesifiek na gemeenskappe as batebouers, waar jy in die gemeenskappe aktiwiteite daarstel of initiatiewe daarstel om ons mense te help, ons kinders en veral ons jeug. En dit is uiters belangrik. Die tweede beginsel is dat ons 'n positiewe visie het. Jy moet 'n positiewe ingesteldheid hê. Negativiteit, swartgalligheid is nie opbouend vir gemeenskappe nie. So vir jou om geïnspireerd te word en geïnspireerd en gemotiveerd te bly, is dit belangrik dat jy positief ingesteld is en 'n positiewe visie op die lewe het. Dan die derde beginsel, luisteraars, is om op kwaliteit informasie te bou. En hierdie is 'n baie belangrike punt, luisteraars. Want wat ons hier sê is dat dit is belangrik dat waar jy jou inligting en informasie kry, dat dit kredietwaardig is, dat dit die waarheid is en dat dit geboekstaaf of gemotiveer kan word of dat dit nagevorsde inligting is. Ons moet nie toelaat dat propaganda ons denkpatrone beïnvloed nie. So ons moet, luisteraars, moet bou daaraan om kwaliteit informasie te kry, gebruik kredietwaardige bronne. Veral moet ons versigtig wees vir sosiale media en jy kry verskillende media platforms, maar maak seker dat die inligting wat jy kry, dit is gewaarmerkte inligting, dat dit kredietwaardig is en die waarheid is. Dan die vierde beginste luisteraars is, weerstaan die versoeking om nuwe programme te begin. Wat ons hiermee bedoel is, dit is nie noodwendig belangrik of nodig dat jy in jou gemeenskap moet met 'n nuwe program voor in dag kom nie. Want nuwe programme verg nuwe beplanning, dit verg nuwe hulpbronne wat beskikbaar gestel moet word en dit kan 'n groot finansiële uitdaging word. Wat jy moet doen is om stel vas wat is bestaande programme wat reeds daar is, bestaande programme wat werk of wat nie werk nie, waarom werk dit nie, en haak daarby aan of bou dit uit. So weerstaan die versoeking om altyd nuwe programme te begin, want soms is dit verwarrend, dan is daar te veel programme wat hardloop en dit is nie volhoubaar en daar is ook nie 'n sukses daaraan gekoppel nie. Die vyfde beginsel is, neem tyd om te motiveer en op te lei. Dit is jy as individu en as gemeenskap. Jylle moet 'n kopskuif en 'n hartskuif ondergaan, waar jy ook sal besef dat jy jouself moet motiveer en jy moet jouself met die nodige kennis en vaardighede moet jy jouself bemagtig sodat jy gemotiveerd kan bly en op datum is met al die verwikkelinge wat in jou gemeenskap plaasvind. So, as ons kyk na die ontwikkelingsbates, die 40 ontwikkelingsbates wat ons 'n tydjie gelede gedoen het, is dit belangrik dat jy moet gemotiveerd wees om hierdie ontwikkelingsbates te kan gebruik om ons jeug te lei na waar ons hulle wil hê. Die sesde beginsel wat jy kan toepas om batebouer inisiatiewe te begin in jou gemeenskap is vier toewyding en sukses. Wat ons hiermee bedoel, luisteraars, is as jy suksesse bereik het, deel die stories, vertel die stories, die suksesstories en en vier die hoogtepunte wat in julle gemeenskap gebeur. As kinders presteer, as 'n sokkerspan of enige iets wat in julle gemeenskap gebeur, as dit suksesvol was of was goeie prestasie, vier dit. Wees opgewonde daarop, want dit is wat 'n mens hoop gee en nuwe energie gee om weer gefokus te wees en die goeie stryd te stry en om toegewyd te wees om verder julle plaaslike gemeenskappe te bou. Dan die sewende beginsel om batebou inisiatiewe te begin is om omarm innoverende optredes vanuit die gemeenskap. Wat dit beteken, as jy mense het wat in die gemeenskap uit die boks uitdink, mense wat innoverend was, mense wat bestaande programme begin het, of gesien het daar is gapings of daar is uitdagings in die gemeenskappe en dit gebruik het om 'n platform as platform om ons gemeenskappe te ontwikkel, dit hierdie tipe mense of organisasies moet omarm word. En hier kan ons ook spesifiek verwys na die nie-regeringsorganisasie Hands of Love en na individue soos Prinses Lokele. Hierdie mense wat so innoverend is moet geomarm word. Ons moet hulle applous gee en ons moet hulle aanmoedig vir hulle en vir hulle kreatiwiteit. Ons moet ook ander aanmoedig om kreatief te wees, om met vernuwing in te kom. Kyk na bestaande programme, waarom werk dit nie? En wees kreatief en vernuwend om hierdie bestaande programme uit te bou. Dan die laaste, maar nie die minste nie. Dit is die 8ste beginsel wat jy kan toepas om batebouer inisiatiewe in jou gemeenskappe uit te rol, en dit is netwerk met ander gemeenskappe. Wat ons moet weet is, daar is nie een batebouer gemeenskap wat al die antwoorde het nie, en nie een wat presies weet wat sal werk en wat sal nie werk nie. Maar elke batebouer gemeenskap is elke dag besig om te leer en hulle kan ook baie van mekaar afleer. So, luisteraars, voordat jy ernstig betrokke raak by 'n batebouer inisiatief, is dit dus belangrik dat jy ook eerlik eers met jouself moet wees en 'n eerlike evaluasie van jouself ook moet doen, en jy vra jouself die volgende vraag af, luisteraars. Hoe lyk my eie batebou interaksie met kinders en jong mense heidiglik? Wie anders stel ook daarin belang om dit saam met my te doen, en wie wil ek graag uitnooi? Het ons duidelikheid oor hoe die gemeenskap moet lyk, hoe ons wil hê dit moet lyk, die gemeenskap waarbinne ons wil hê ons kinders moet opgroei? En dan die 4de vraag is, vra jouself, is daar jong mense wat van die begin af die pad kan saamloop? En as jy hierdie vraag beantwoord het en jy gebruik die 8 beginsels soos wat ons vroeër oor gepraat het, dan kan julle batebouer gemeenskappe begin in julle gemeenskappe. Soos ons gesê het, luisteraars, batebouers se fokus is primêr op hoop, vreugde en op oplossings vir ons probleme in ons gemeenskappe te vind. En dat batebouers is gefokus veral op ons kinders en ons jeug. So, luisteraars, laat ons ook 'n Prinses Lokele wees. Laat ons ook 'n Hands of Love nie regeringsorganisasie wees. Laat ons inisiatiewe daar plaas om ons gemeenskappe te help vorentoe neem, en besef dat dit nie alleenlik die verantwoordelikheid is van ons plaaslike regerings en nasionale regering nie. Luisteraars, ons het aan die einde gekom van vandag se kuiertjie, en ek sluit soos gewoonlik af met die volgende. Soos geskryf staan in Romeine 12 vanaf vers 4 tot 5. Want soos ons in een liggaam baie lede het en die lede nie almal dieselfde werking het nie, so is ons almal saam een liggaam in Christus en elkeen afsonderlik lede van mekaar. Luisteraars, dit was Kopskuif met my, Malwena Meisen Engelbreg. Luisteraars, kakel in elke saterdagmiddag tussen 4 en 5 op 729 AM. Dit is nou Radio Kaapse Kansel, waar ons skoolgemeenskapsake en ons gemeenskapsake gesels. Besoek ook die 729 AM webblad, indien jy weer na hierdie onderhoud wil luister, of ander onderhoude van die verlede. Dit is in ons webblad www.729am, gaan na Potgooi en soek dan net vir Afternoon Show en dan soek u vir Kopskuif. U sal al ons onderhoude daar kry. Tot ziens, tot volgende week.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.